Chapter 3. Enough. "Are you going to put him out of his misery?" Pekka had asked. Shay had known exactly who he was talking about. There's only one person on the team who turns bright red every time Shay is within 5 feet of him and stares fixedly at the ground whenever Shay happens to meet his eyes. "Lindy, isn't he? I thought he was yours." Pekka looks mildly appalled. "I'm not going to collar my backup. Fuck, Shay, what a mess. I can't imagine. No, he kneels for me sometimes, but not... We don't fuck, and I don't have any claim on him, so..." He'd given Shay a significant look. "Yeah, fine. We'll see." It didn't take much. That's the thing about someone pretty much throwing themselves at you. All you have to do when you've decided you want to catch them is reach out your hand. And now Lindy is sitting on Shay's bed and being too agreeable, Shay thinks, cursing himself for being suspicious. He'd thought he was careful before, but Sid showed him he was full of shit. Now he's second-guessing. "Have you done breath play before?" he asks. He'd brought it up originally as a test. Honestly, it wasn't the kind of thing a sub should be doing in a first scene with a new dom, and Lindy should know that. But Lindy had said yes so easily, just like he had to everything else, and now Shay can't shake the urge to push. "I'm 23. I'm not a virgin," Lindy says, looking hurt, which isn't a yes. "So no." Another sub might lift his chin, stubborn, but Lindy doesn't even look up from the floor as he says, "I know what I want." It comes out in a whisper. Shay opens his mouth to argue, then shuts it. Considers. "What do you want?" he asks instead. For one thin fraction of a second, Lindy looks up and meets his gaze. "You," he says softly, once his eyes are on the carpet again. "I know you know that. Everyone knows. I know I'm obvious. I know they laugh. I don't care. I'm not good at hiding things. I just want you. Anything you'll give me." "And so you'll say yes to anything," Shay says. "Fuck, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck." Lindy hesitates. "No," he says, surprising Shay. "Not anything. I've thought about it. I really have. What it would be like if you..." He blushes and reaches for Shay's hand, drawing it up and setting it at his throat. Shay can feel his pulse, like the soft vibration of his breath. The room feels 10 degrees hotter all of a sudden. "I really do want you to." Okay, Shay says, trying to drag his brain back on track. That's good. But, still not something you should do with a dom you don't know well, especially not when it's your first time doing it. "I know you," Lindy says quietly. "Not enough," Shay says, withdrawing his hand. He puts the force of his dominance in the words, but he doesn't raise his voice. He's not angry. This just isn't a point on which he'll be moved. Lindy's shoulders sag. "Okay." Then he bites his lip, looking unsure. Is there anything you still want to do with me?" Shay's glad, actually, that Lindy's looking at the floor, because he can't imagine what kind of facial expression he's making right now. But it's probably not dignified. "Yes," he says. "For fuck's sake! Yes, all the stuff we talked about before that. The impact and the bondage and the blindfold." "Oh." Now, finally, for the first time, Lindy looks Shay in the face full on. "Oh," he repeats, and then he smiles, purely joyful. "Good. That's good." "And then," Shay says, a little less sure of himself, "You'll know me better." "Oh," Lindy gives him a different smile, small and secret, like they're co-conspirators. And eventually I'll know you enough, maybe, hmm? I hope so, says Shay, and he means it.